The Holy Gospel for this day is recorded in John, the 14th chapter. And Jesus speaks to his disciples. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I don't speak of my own. The Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works I do. In fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. So, this image shows us the last place that Jesus had supper with his disciples, and when he spoke these words to them at that last meal. And they were strange words, even to his disciples, who had been with him for 3 years, and Jesus was soon to leave them. He was preparing them, assuring them that he was going to the Father to prepare a place for them. And this painting suggests to us they were all confused. And they were troubled by his words. So Jesus says to them, you do know the way to the Father, but they'd forgotten in their stress. We don't know the way. How can we know the way? And Jesus replies with this very powerful response that we've heard at countless funerals. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am in the way to the Father, and that's where I'm taking you, to a closer, more intimate relationship with the God of the universe who loves you more close than you could ever imagine. And all along, they'd have been experiencing the Father's presence in the flesh, because that's what Jesus is, right? God with us in the flesh. But after 3 long years of presence with God in the flesh, they still forgot what this 3 years had all been about. Philip says, Lord, just give us a clearer roadmap. Just give us a clearer picture. And we'll be satisfied. We'll know. Just like a GPS of sorts, you know? And Jesus says, you know, you already do know this. You do know the way. But if we're to get to that, we, beyond just mere words of Jesus, we have to understand something. Something's happening there, but whatever. Rob, thank you for being my rescuer up there. We have to understand this, that the way, the truth, and the life that Jesus is talking about is not a doctrine that you have to buy into, like the conditional message that we get sometimes from well-meaning Christians. You have to believe these certain things if you want to go to heaven, right? As useful as doctrines and ideas can be, The way is not a doctrine. It's a relationship. A here and now relationship. Just like your mom or whoever raised you, your mom is not an idea. Whoever was involved in raising and nurturing you along the way, that person, your mom is a person. Yeah. In a relationship in which you know and are known better than perhaps any other human being has ever known you, except spouses. And those human parents, they love us as best as they can. Not perfectly, but the best they're able. How many of you grew up hearing Mother Goose fables and rhymes? Right? Well, there's a suspicion and a belief by some folks in Massachusetts that Mother Goose was a real mother. And they say that she was born in Massachusetts in the late 1600s. Her name was Mary Foster, and she married Isaac Goose, who died at an early age, leaving her with 10 children to raise. And with 10 children and no TV or Xbox to entertain them, she told them lots of stories and made up lots of rhymes that she had them memorize to teach them about life. And later on, her son-in-law published the stories and rhymes under the name Mother Goose. Interesting theory, huh? I like it. And I'm so grateful for a mother who was positive, encouraging in my life. She'd say, even in the midst of our poverty, you know, and you know how poor were we? We were so poor we couldn't even pay attention. But she'd say, you know, Gary, you can accomplish anything in life that you set your mind to. She'd say that to all her kids. And at the same time, there's no mother who's perfect, right? And every mother knows better than her kids do how she struggles with, I think, whether she's doing a good enough job. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Every parent is doing the best job they possibly can do at the moment. With the resources they have, the situation they have, all that they can do, they're doing the best job as they can, imperfect as they may be. My mom was that kind of mom who could get a bit of a martyr complex sometimes. In exasperation at her 5 kids, sometimes she blurted out, "After all I've done for you kids, you don't appreciate anything." Right? I'm sure none of you mothers ever say that, right, to your kids. We know, though, that we had a living, loving relationship with her, even when she wasn't perfect. Well, with God, it's similar. I am the way and the truth and the life is not an idea. It's a relationship. And you do know the way to that relationship, because the way of Jesus is simply this: love. Perfect love like God loves, who loved the world so much that he gave his only son. And while no human love is perfect, even at our best, love like God loves is, and it has no limits. Jesus says, guys, you do know the way. You know me. I am the way. Because it's me, the way of love like God loves. And if the disciples had just been able to connect all those dots, they couldn't in their stress, they would have noticed that everything Jesus did and said was God with them. Jesus who met them on the shoreline of their lives. Yeah. And he laughed with them. And he smiled with them. And he shared their joys and their sorrows for all those 3 years. This was Jesus who was the way of love that healed the blind man, that included all sorts of outsiders, including the Samaritan woman at the well. You remember that story during Lent? And healed all sorts of people of their illnesses. That's the way of love that would stop at nothing to restore us, even if it meant death on a cross. And the way of love that proclaims that Easter, that even death cannot thwart the way of God's love as God comes to us in Jesus. Not just waiting for us, but seeking us on the road to Emmaus that we experience. the road where we have troubles and doubts and challenges. He comes and sits with us and lets us know in the breaking of the bread his real presence in and with us. This is the same way, truth, and life that comes knocking at the door of our heart. In such a way that when we truly hear his voice, we know it's okay to open the door because his way of love into our hearts becomes our way, our truth, our life. And of course, it's a journey, isn't it? This way, this road, with all its twists and turns that cause us to forget, just like the disciples did at times. We, like the disciples, get scared off the path like scattered sheep. We, like the disciples, get troubled hearts, discouraged spirits, doubting minds. And still, the way of love invites us to get into its stream and flow with it, live in it, and we come to renew our baptism time and again. We drench ourselves in the water like dry sponges, thirsty sponges, and we take that fullness of God's love as a sponge in water, and we let it drip all over the place as we leave. Or we come to this meal hungry and thirsty, and we receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, and its forgiveness, even when we know we don't deserve it. Until we're so full of that forgiving love that it just has to come out of us for others in the world around us. And that's how we end up doing greater things than Jesus did in his earthly life, because we continue this loving, giving way of life. Yes, Jesus says to me, you do know the way, even though we tend to lose track. You know the way to the place of the Father's love here and now as well as at the end, and one day we'll be brought completely to that final Father's house where there won't be any more troubled hearts, there won't be more discouraged spirits, there won't be any more doubting minds, because we will be home forever in this loving heart of God. You do know the way.